last minute again. Summarize this section of reading. I read 5 chapters today, like 9 through 13, something like that. It was basically, the author compared Alex to some other dude who disappeared in, not the Grand Canyon, some other canyon that is dangerous, and I feel like I've learned about before, because he signed his name Nemo in, or he signed the name Nemo, and then the date, or the year, into the wall, and I feel like I've heard about that before. That was the first chapter, chapter 9, basically just drawing parallels between Alex and that dude. The rest of the chapters were really just talking about, okay, one chapter was about him, like, trying to track down his family after they discovered his body and trying to identify him, and the little trail that they went on with that. So that was pretty fun to find out. It was kind of boring, actually, as they looked in phone books. Like, we don't even use phone books anymore. That's kind of, it's the 90s, but okay. Like, Jesus. Anyway, like, okay, a little tangent again, but, like, I read that, and I was like, what if they didn't live there anymore? That would, it's just a dead end, and they would never have found the family. They just know who the dude was. Oh, that's insane. The rest of the chapters were talking about before he went on that journey, and, like, him growing up, and his attitude, and how he came to be how he was, kind of, like, a brief summary on that, and, like, just his, about his personality, and, oh, we learned why he doesn't really like his parents a little bit more, like, they were close, like, super close, and then, oh, sorry, his sophomore year or freshman year in college, he went back to his old house, like, when he used to live, when he was 6, where his dad's first wife lived, and he learned the backstory on the divorce, and what was going on when that divorce was happening, and while he was with Alex's mom, Billy, and evidently the dude was having, like, 2 families, and, like, cheating on his girlfriend, who was pregnant with Alex, with his almost ex-wife, because they weren't actually divorced yet, after he had cheated on his first wife with Billy. Like, that's just some stuff. But also, the dude has 8 kids. Like, Jesus Christ, that's a lot. Identify the social issues. He had a really hard time with that, or, like, in the book, it said that he didn't really judge people by, like, their actions, because that's kind of how he judged people, but it was, like, actions towards him, not, like, past actions, or their past reputation. Yeah, that makes sense. Sure. But that's kind of how he judged people, except for his dad. He just started, like, loathing his dad because he had an affair with Alex's mom when they were first, like, getting married and all that other good stuff. And that's part of the reason why he just, like, hated them, and he also hated being told what he was supposed to do all the time, like, by anyone in doing anything. And so that was another reason, because his parents were like, yo, can you not go disappear for forever? Or, like, maybe tell us before you change your mind and go do something else. And he was like, oh my god, you're trying to control me, like, just stop. And basically threw a hissy fit, and that's how he ended up in Alaska and died. His American dream is still the same. It was, like, to be free of the oppression that his parents and society put on him by trying to control his every move, and get away from, like, racism, because he didn't like racism, like, at all. but, like, he just didn't understand it. Like, he didn't understand how somebody could be racist to someone else or could be, like, sexist to someone else. It just, like, wasn't a concept that he understood. Which, I get that. I can relate to that. Because, like, why? Why would you care? But, yeah, his American dream is still the same as it was in the first chapters. Thoughts or questions? I just hope in these last 5 chapters that we actually, like, learn about, like, his last days. Or, like, what was on the pictures that were on his camera in the film. Because, like, those in itself will tell a story. And he just breezes past that, and I don't like it. Like, I don't care about the backstory. And I don't care how he was raised to get there. I want to know what he looked like when he was on the bus. What was around him on the bus. Like, those things. And I don't know if we're going to get that in the last 5 chapters. And if we don't, I'm kind of going to be disappointed, not going to lie. I think that's about it. Yeah, that's about it. There you go. Bye, chicken strip.